On Sunday, the sad news reached the Czech Republic that the poet, novelist, translator and diplomat Viktor Fischl had died in Jerusalem at the age of 94. He was one of those 20th century figures whose biography could run to many volumes and still remain gripping. David Vaughan looks back at an extraordinary life.
Viktor Fischl was born in East Bohemia in 1912 and began his career as a diplomat just before the Second World War. In 1939 he had an adventurous escape to London and soon became active in the Czechoslovak government in exile, working closely with the foreign minister Jan Masaryk. It was in London that he wrote his influential poem The Dead Village, responding to the Nazi destruction of Lidice in June 1942. Viktor Fischl returned with Masaryk to Czechoslovakia after the war, but with the communist takeover and Masaryk's mysterious death, he emigrated to Israel. As a translator, today well known in the Czech Republic for his modern Czech translations of the Psalms, he used to laugh that his new Hebrew surname, Dagan, was in fact a mistranslation of Fischl, a German diminutive of the word for fish. He continued his diplomatic career, and when Israel re-established official ties with Austria, he became his adopted homeland's first ambassador in Vienna. Alongside his work as a diplomat, Fischl continued to write in his native Czech. Perhaps his most famous book, Dvorní šaštci, Court Jesters, has been translated into many languages and has sometimes been described as one of the best novels of the Holocaust to be written by someone who himself never went through the camps. In fact, Fischl lost many members of his family and his brother survived Auschwitz. This gift of understanding others was perhaps Fischl's greatest strength, and he spoke about it when I interviewed him on one of his many recent visits to Prague.
As long as I was a diplomat, I always tried to think myself into the way of thinking of the man on the other side of the table. Then when I wrote novels, I tried to feel myself into the figures growing under my pen. Then I translated poetry. Then I saw again this, the necessity of an absolute identification between the author and the translator. The common denominator of all this was that if you can think yourself into somebody, if you can feel yourself into somebody, if you can try to live the life of somebody else, if we could do that in the world, our lives would be much easier and much better.
This is a philosophy that runs like a thread through Viktor Fischl's life. In his later years, he focused again on his writing, although he was not able to come back to his native land until the fall of communism in 1989. Since then, he has been warmly embraced by Czech readers, most of whom had not had the chance to read his work openly for more than 40 years.
And that was David Vaughan reporting on the life and work of author Viktor Fischl, who's died in Jerusalem.